3JCA, Bonner Creek.
How's your day going?
Well, peachy keen, let me tell you. A little brisk morning, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Like 80 today.
There's a bad image for you. I'm wearing shorts today.
Woohoo!
Back in the summer swing.
That's, when I do that, the weatherman's usually wrong.
Short spurts is a nice climate control truck there.
Yeah.
Last night?
It was a good night. And so can't really complain, but I sleep pretty decent most nights.
Same, and especially when it's nice and crisp a morning like it is. The warmth under those covers, I'll snuggle in. That's nice. I slept like a baby.
It's not often that the alarm clock startles me in the morning, but it did this morning.
4-8, yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Rick, how'd you sleep?
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Good last night. I'm like Kent. Slept like a log like last night.
As they say, it's good for your health. KD4 IOX. Hate to rub it in, but today's my Friday.
Today, too. I'm off tomorrow. But I ain't got to work Thursday and Friday.
Part-timers.
Groove bastard. Get a young buck.
Telling me that, but I'm not feeling it.
Simple, that remark. He's going back up to 389 over the little Walmart here.
Been steadily climbing over in other places, but I don't know. You might as well just get ready for it. Here it comes.
Drove the wife's car. Still driving the wife's car.
You in it.
Patrick, if I ever get up with you, show you this radio. So I have two of the exact same radios, one in this car and one in my truck. And both of them, as soon as you crank it up, you start the app, they all connect seamlessly. It's like you didn't change anything.
And I know you're using your phone as the head unit or the display, so you only have to, you don't have to do anything different for either radio.
Programming both of them exactly the same, and you don't have to do anything. They are, it's different. You have two separate pairings, I guess, Bluetooth pairings, one for the truck and one for the car, but and the radio, it's kind of funny, you have to pair them twice. You pair the radio to the car, pair the radio to your phone, and you have to pair the app to the radio that's connected to your phone.
About that, since you were using two of them, how that was going to work?
The feature is OT, over-the-air programming. When I hooked up the one in the wife's car here, it said it needed an update. Update it right over the air. You update the phone, and the phone updates the radio.
Cool. I know last night we tested out the DMR to DMR to RF on the thermal belt. I was able to get on my DMR radio over the hotspot and come out on the thermal belt RF repeater.
I vaguely know what you're talking about. I gave up my DMR. I played with it a little bit. I just didn't see that much activity on it. I don't know. Whoa. This guy is an ambulance with no lights on. I'm going 45. He pulled right out in front of me. Crazy people.
Good morning, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Miss Sally. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Richard. 84 Iowa.
Richard, what did I miss, guys? A limb hit my antenna and I had to stop and put it back up.
Good morning, Ken, Leon, and Patrick. Can't Sally's still asleep. She's out in Colorado this week, so she's 2 hours behind us there. So it's, 5:45 here, so it's only 3:45 there. So, and Patrick, hey, if you get a chance, I need you to change that crossband to a group call instead of a private. Jerry heard you come through DMR, but nobody else heard you come in through DMR. I did hear you on the thermal belt, but you need to change that contact group to a group call instead of private.
Trying to get in last night because I didn't have time to do all that. I knew private call was the only way I could do it that quick.
Well, it did work, and Patrick heard you, but we were, like, stumped at first, and then we realized that it wasn't the group call. But yeah, it's offline right now. I think he's going to only put it on Mondays right now. But all righty. Well, I'll let you guys go ahead and carry on. It's just Ashley and I this week, so I'm going to make sure she stays on schedule for work, and I'll be back later, KA3JCA.
Have a good day. Maybe talk to you later today. KO4HK.
7-3, Richard. 7-3, Miss Ashley. You guys have a good one. KN4TFW.
Guys, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful one. KD4 IOX. Thermal belt. You're talking about a talk group on DMR?
That's the amateur radio club over in Tron. They're the thermal belt. Radio club, I can't remember it, but anyway, that's them over there. We're just trying to figure out a way to get into the repeater because it's in a low spot where more people can get in more reliably.
Guess I should have known that.
N4JBM, he's been putting a lot of effort into getting that set up and working, so he's done a pretty good job with it.
Maintaining these repeaters, they're just a great group. There's a lot of work that goes involved with that. It's a great service.
KO4NUE is the one that takes care of the repeater. Jerry's just, and I don't know if Richard's doing it or not. He may be, I don't know. They're trying to make it where more people can get in across the DMR, and they're just crossband repeating into the RF repeater through the DMR, so it seems to be working. Last night was the first test of it.
Anything you do to get more people into the hobby and into the repeaters? Take this Highway 14 straight across over to Greer instead of having to deal with the interstate traffic.
You go down or now?
Typically, way I leave my son's house and head over to work from my son's. I'll head back this afternoon. So first, I'll be back in North Carolina this afternoon. But this is just a more direct route, straight from Simpsonville over to Greer. Where you live from work?
23, 24 miles, something like that. I got to run up to exit 80 on the interstate.
Yeah, I had to run up to exit 90 yesterday, up to Pico Pellets.
And in the morning, it's not too bad. I mean, everybody's moving pretty good. I've only been stopped a couple of times in heavy traffic or, you know, something happened. But if I go a little bit further south, I'd be stuck.
Rickle route this morning, so I'll be going south. Well, of course, I'm paid by the hour, so if I'm stuck, I'm just making more money.
South, yeah, worked down there off of Highway 20 for 20-something years.
I'm trying to remember which one that is.
44. It's right there where it's the little bakery, Sweet Streets or something like that.
Yeah. What is this? They make chocolates there or just candies? Every time I ride by that place, I'm like, oh, man. That's just a sweet tooth, I guess.
But I think it's like cakes and snack cakes and stuff like that. I worked down about a mile more down the Highway 20 from their place called Fabrical.
Pass by there twice a day. On my regular run anyway. That's a nice little run. Every time I pass that police officer memorial there, apparently the officer passed in line of duty. I always say a little prayer and I'll go past that. Right.
Stopped in the red light. It's a black hole, so you guys have a good day and stay safe out there. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear on 73.
Good time in there, Patrick, because I've got to run in here and grab a biscuit or something. Ken, you have a great day. Good talking to y'all, and I'll talk at you later. KD4IOX.
You guys have a good day. KN4TFW.